senior day for the men's team now. It is an exciting day at Kennelly Field in San Rafael, California. The women, unfortunately, took the 1-0 loss to the Cougars of Azusa Pacific, but the men will try to change that course here on senior day, October 26th, 2013. It is an exciting day. We have Jules here. Jules, how you doing?
Good, still.
we are ready for the men's game. Both starting lineups are about to get announced. But again, it is senior day. So the seniors for the men's team, Swap Mushiana, the graduate student, Sam Vela, the senior, David Mendez, Jordan Rohde, John Sansone, and Robin Goldschmidt. Now, this is maybe my favorite class, despite it not being my class of seniors, but these group of guys, these specific six, are such a good group of guys. They really do put their entire heart on and off the field in everything that they do. The graduate student, Swap Mushiana, came into this program last year as a senior, actually, and immediately made an impact. He has started 32 games in the last 2 years, which is very, very impressive indeed, and he's made an impact in every single one of those. His defense and attacking mindset have been nothing but stellar, nothing short of stellar for Dominican. John Sansone, as a defender, he's actually one of my good friends. He could not be a nicer guy. That man is in the gym every single day trying to get better, just always trying to work on his game, work on becoming really a better person, in fact, despite the fact that that's probably not possible. He is one of the nicest people in the world, and the same could be said for Robin Goldschmidt, his roommate as well. Those two really have made an incredible impact on this men's program. It's really sad to see them go. Jordan Rohde, one of, again, my good friends, has worked so hard over the last 4 years. Saw his starting position actually get taken by some new blood a couple years ago. However, he has fought back and earned his spot in the rotation back. Especially this year, he has played very, very admirably this year, and really sad to see Jordan Rohde go. He has just been such a model of consistency throughout his Dominican career. Now on to the captains, David Mendez and Sam Vela, both making as big of an impact on this soccer team as you can, but in very, very different ways. David Mendez, more of a leader by example. He puts the effort in, and I don't think I have seen a single player work harder than him in the men's or women's broadcast than David Mendez. The man simply does not get tired and does not stop working. He has played target, the center target forward, most of his career as a Penguin. However, he has plenty of experience as a wing and as an attacking mid. Like I said with those positions, the man likes to score goals, and score goals he has. 17 goals in his Dominican career with 12 assists. Last year, he actually got named to the PacWest Academic All-Conference team, and so did his fellow captain, Sam Vela, on that Academic All-Conference team. Sam Vela, the leader more with his words and more with his style. And style he has, Sam Vela, one of the more colorful players that this Dominican roster has ever seen. Vela will absolutely be missed. It's sort of weird for me to see these guys go. It seems like they've been around for so long now. But the guys really just could not be a better class, and it's very, very sad to see them go, especially the captains, Mendez and Vela, as well as everyone else involved on today's senior day. It is time for the starting lineups for both teams. Now we'll start with the Azusa Pacific Cougars. At keeper, number zero, 5'11" senior Jeff Dunn from Orange Vale, California. Senior Nick Markham. Senior Trenton Titus. Sophomore Nate Nugan. Sophomore Keenan Armbrust. Sophomore Kieran Kelly. Senior Jamarco Washington. Freshman Colton Lamb.
Wearing jersey number three,
sophomore Cole Lambert,
Mitnick.
Freshman Billy Flores, defender, and sophomore four, Daniel
Bobby
Stratton.
Valdez-Mendoza.
Now for your Dominican
defender
University
five,
of California
Daniel
Penguins today, wearing their all yellow jerseys
four,
with
eight,
that DU logo, the Penguin logo right in the middle, looking real
Somebody
nice.
Defense,
today
13,
the starters will be
Manny,
at keeper, still filling in for the injured Eric Anderson, Patrick Rabbit, sophomore.
Chris
graduate student Swap Musiana, junior Colby Mitnick on the wing, junior Fabian Valdez Mendoza, senior Sam Vela and David Mendez, the senior, the captains of the team, junior Manuel Sandoval Gutierrez, the sophomore Chris Senes back there with Sandoval Gutierrez, the senior Jordan Rohde getting the start, senior Jan Sansone getting the start as well as the senior Robin Goldschmidt. So it looks like every single senior today will be a starter out on this field. And it just warms my heart to see Phil Bolecci guard do something like that.
Nice gesture.
Yeah, it really shows how much he cares about this class of seniors and how much he hates to see them go. But they will move on to bigger and better things. It's just a great group of guys. We now take a break for our national anthem before the game. Julia, you've just been here a semester, unfortunately, but you've seen every single home game for this team. And these seniors, as you can tell, really do care about this team and the way the game goes and the way their team chemistry flows. And these seniors today, John Sansone, Robin Goldschmidt, Jordan Rohde, all getting the start today. It's so good to see.
Be sure to like Dominican.
They're really going to be coming out hard, especially against a 7-1 Azusa Pacific team. The Cougars are also 11-3 overall, while Dominican stands at 2-7-1 in conference and 4-10-2 overall. It's going to be a very, very exciting game. The Dominican will have their work cut out for them. However, I expect the energy from the seniors really to pick up the rest of the team and show Azusa Pacific where they are. Both teams start to take the field. You can even see in their huddle today just how excited the Dominican Penguins are to play their last home game. And before this game gets started, of course, I'd like to thank again Jules for her wonderful color commentary all year, DJ LC for the production, Stuart Horn, our radio professor, Brandon Limbach, the athletic director, Brad Van Alstein, the chair of the communications department, the players, the coaches, and Brandon Davis, everyone that has been involved in the production of these broadcasts. Some of the best parts of my semester.
Of mine too. It was really fun. throughout the season.
Absolutely. It's sad to see that this is the last game,
yeah,
isn't it?
It went by so fast. That's crazy.
Maybe next week we can just come out here, pretend that there's a game out there.
Sure.
You down,
yes,
Jules?
Yes,
we'll
yes.
just come out here. We'll announce maybe even a phantom game, but, you know, we'll still be out here announcing. And that's the fun of it. 45 minutes put on the clock. Both teams take the start. As it looks like Goldschmidt will start on the left with Musiana and Vela in the middle. Mitnick on the right, Rohde as the target. Mendez right behind him as the attacking mid. Valdez Mendoza on the left with Senis next to him. Sansón on the right with Sandoval Gutierrez as the support center back. Sansón, like I said, is a gym rat. He will not be pushed off the ball. Doesn't have necessarily the speed that maybe Caligari has, but dominates in the strength position. It's Mili Vela, taken by the Cougars. Mendez, Goldschmidt, tries to play Rohde, and it goes out of bounds. Azusa Pacific ball. The quick throw. It's into Titus. Tackled by Dominican. Titus has the ball now in the center circle. Defended by Rohde. Backwards to his defender, Lamb. Taken by Mendez. In the center circle. Has the running Mitnick. He's over towards the right sideline now. On the corner of the box. Can he get by his defender, Nugent? Goes line on him. Nugent uses his body well, and it'll go out of bounds. That time, Mitnick pushed the ball just a little bit too far for himself. Minute into this game. It'll be the keeper, Dunn's goal kick. The goal kick is in. It's to Mendez. And it's taken by Azusa Pacific now. Billy Flores. It's taken by Musiana. Good anticipation. Senis looking forward. Now right has Mitnick. The defender right on it. Aggressive defense from Titus. Titus plays it backwards. It did go out of bounds, though. I believe that was Markham on the left. Or excuse me, Nugan will be on the left. To Mitnick. And it gets by Rohde. They switch it over to Washington. Washington looking forward. Kelly making a streaking diagonal run from his right side to the left. Now as he's a Pacific's ball. Lambert to the middle to Flores. Flores to Kelly. Has Lambert on the right. Kelly back to the middle to Titus. Titus stolen by Mitnick. Good anticipation. Has Rohde and Mendez in front of him. Still dribbling with his right foot. Now backwards. Keeps possession. Plays Musiana. Good play by Mitnick. That's what Phil Bilecci guard wants Mitnick to do all game. Now Vela. Stolen well by Titus. Vela needs to do better. He is very capable of doing better as well. Robin. Can't quite keep the toe touch, and it'll be Azusa Pacific's ball in the middle of the field now. Flores, switch of the field to Lamb. Goldschmidt has to hurry back as the ball is all the way over to Nugent. In the middle, Vela anticipates to Mendez. Musiana. Goldschmidt back to Senis. In these first few minutes, been fairly good, possession from the Penguins. Senis up the line. Very good ball to Valdez Mendoza. He didn't quite anticipate where the ball was going, though, and it'll be out of bounds. Quick throw to Washington. Switches it over to Lambert. Now Nugent has Flores in the middle. Instead goes backwards to his defender, Lamb. Colton Lamb, the freshman, standing at 6'2 from Colorado. Now Washington. Back over to the left. The pressure is put on by Mendez. Mendez just about takes it. Instead, actually has a foul called against him, but he really reached that toe out and just about took that ball for the heavy counterattack. Like I said about Mendez, the man works and works and works. And he doesn't necessarily just work for working sake. Oftentimes, it's very, very smart. Valdez Mendoza has a little slip and a one-on-one opportunity for Kelly. Kelly has the shot, and it's a goal! And just like that, Azusa Pacific is on the board 1-0. Valdez Mendoza saw the ball coming. He slipped a little bit on the field. Kelly got by him. Senis was not able to come back and recover in time. That goal by Kieran Kelly.
That was really a very, very fast attack of Azusa Pacific, but it paid off for them.
Kieran Kelly using his speed to get by the defender.
14, Kieran Kelly for Azusa Pacific.
Just a fantastic through ball is all it took from Azusa Pacific. Sandoval Gutierrez plays it up to Mendez. It's taken by Lamb. Now Markham. Markham gets it back. Has on the right Kelly. Switch over to Flores so they can get it to Kelly. Finally get it over there. Valdez Mendoza will be on defense. Kelly, looking line, now cuts middle. Tries to play it back to Flores, but it gets instead to Titus. Now Flores. To Kelly. Senis on defense. Good move by Kelly. The cross is in. Headed away by Sansone. And Musciano will tip it out of bounds for the corner kick. Sansone in perfect position. Senis realizing the skill of Kelly now. Under 40 minutes left in this half. They elect for the short corner. Kelly back to Flores on the corner of the box now. Very good ball to Titus. Back to Kelly. The cross in, not a very good one to Valdez Mendoza. Now Mendez plays Mitnick. Mitnick needs to go to the ball. Washington on him. Mitnick cuts it back to the middle on his right foot. Still playing with it. Musciano, Valdez Mendoza. Musciano, good triangle play by him. Those three, including Mitnick. Goldschmidt lets the defender get right around him, and it will be taken. Switch over to the left for Azusa Pacific. They go to the backfield now. Lamb in the center circle, looking forward. Plays Titus. Titus looking forward. Has Kelly. Kelly with a very good turn around Valdez Mendoza. Going line. Valdez Mendoza has time to recover. Can't get the tackle. It's into Flores. Flores with some time. The left-footed shot. It's a good one. Rabbit with the diving save. It was a one-bouncer shot to the corner, but Rabbit saw it all the way. Rabbit, the sophomore, standing at 6'4", 170. Plenty of height, plenty of lankiness from the keeper of Dominican. Now Minnick in the attacking half. Plays a very good ball to Goldschmidt, but Goldschmidt got his run started a little late, and Mitnick played it a little bit too early. It's back to Flores. Defensive half. Now at the midway point for Armbrust. Armbrust, the forward at 6'1", 165. Plenty of size on this Cougar squad. Daniel Stratton to Kelly. Kelly's able to keep it. Valdez Mendoza pokes it away out of bounds. Kelly has very, very quick footwork. It's quick into Stratton. Stratton, really no one on him. Back to Stratton. Flores. Time. Vela with the tackle. To Mitnick. Rohde needs to go to the line. Mitnick not really going forward, instead going backwards. The coaches of Dominican trying to beg Mitnick to go forward. He has the speed to do so. Mitnick now with the ball. Has Mendez down the line. Instead goes the opposite side. Vela. Musciano. Not a very good pass, but Musciano has it. Senis switches it over to Sandoval Gutierrez on the right. Has Sansone on the line. Plays him. Tries to play the give and go to Goldschmidt. Instead keeps himself. Sansone in the attack. Rohde doesn't go with the give and go to Sansone. Instead tries to play Mitnick in the middle, and it's to the keeper. So Rohde making the quick decision at first, but really just playing a little bit too strong on this fast turf. It's on the right to Nugent now. Not a lot of communication from Azusa Pacific. It goes back to Washington. Titus looking forward, instead goes left. Lambert going middle in the center circle now. Goes back left. Markham looking middle on his right foot. Plays Kelly opposite side of the field. Valdez Mendoza has to hurry. Kelly going middle. Mendez on him now. Tries to get past. Kelly using his speed. And it will be off of... The referee says it is off of Kelly, finally. Bit of an indecision from the referee, but it did seem to go off of Kelly's foot last. Valdez Mendoza did a good job of shielding that ball. Under 36 minutes left in the half. High in the air to Mendez. Over Mendez, but Rohde cannot control it. Now Senes. Off his head, right to Flores. Now Musiana. Vela, looking forward in the center circle. Tries to play the overtop ball to Mendez. Stopped by Azusa Pacific. Kelly into Flores. Flores into Stratton. Senes right on him. Taken by Mendez. Good pressure by Senes and Mendez. Musiana looking forward. Has Mitnick. Plays a beautiful ball over the top to Rohde. Has Washington on him on the left side. Goes line. Washington on his back, and Rohde cannot keep it in. Probably would have done better maybe to just kick it off of Washington's leg since Washington was right on the defense. Under 35 minutes left in the half. Mendez is not able to get it before Titus. Titus. Splits the D. Good tackle by Goldschmidt, but he's called for the foul against Daniel Stratton. Just got a little bit too much foot-to-foot action. Flores, Titus, gets by Vela. Titus still looking. Now Kelly on the right. Back to Titus. Playing a lot through Trenton Titus. Now to Flores. All the way on the left now to Cole Lambert. He cuts middle on his right foot. Still cutting middle. Has a shot. It's on target, but this one is saved by Patrick Rabbit. Rolling shot. Rabbit has a goal kick. Or excuse me, a drop kick. Rohde gets to it, but there's no one behind Rohde. It's on the left now. Lambert looks middle. Plays Markham. Switching it through the backfield to the right side now. Nugent has switched over to the right. Mitnick actually started this game on the right side for Dominican. He has now switched over to the left while Goldschmidt has gone to the right. Strategic move from Belechi guard, but the coach of Azusa Pacific, David Bloomquist, did his own strategic move himself, move Nugent over to counter against Mitnick.
And I think it's Mitnick's speed that we really need in this game today because the Azusa Pacific has very, very quick, short passes and so on. They really show a lot of skill out there.
Flores over now to Markham with a bit of space. Has the volley shot, but it's over even the protective net behind the goal into Coleman Elementary. Under 33 minutes left in this half. Belechi guard keeping his seniors out on the field. Letting them show how hard they have worked for the last 4 years, giving them the reward. And another way that Belechi guard gave these seniors a reward is sending them all on the trip to Hawaii as well. Even maybe players that might have played more than some of these seniors actually did not go on the trip to Hawaii because they are freshmen or sophomores, and these seniors that have worked so hard, gone to every single practice, every single 6 a.m. practice that they need to go to, have just put in the effort and now were rewarded with the Hawaii trip. Mushiana, past the halfway mark. Step over. Still going on his left foot. Keeps the ball, in fact. Has the defender mark him right on him. And finally goes and plays it off of the defender. Smartly, he knew the defender was going to come and deflect it off. It goes out for the corner kick. Mushiana, one of the smartest players out in the field at all times. The corner kick will be from the left side. Under 31 minutes left. It's a very good one off the keeper's hands. He couldn't handle it, and it is cleared away by Azusa Pacific for the throw-in. Jeff Dunn showing that he might be susceptible to some rebounds. Mitnick is not able to keep it in off of his left foot. Just barely went out. The whole ball does have to go all the way out of bounds. Cleared away by Lamb. Now to Titus. On the left now to Lambert. Lambert going forward. Has space in front of him. Very good flick to Stratton. Stratton playing backwards now to Markham. Markham has Flores. Blism on the right. Flores looking middle now. Has Stratton. Stratton tries to play the one touch to Markham. He is unable to. Markham wasn't expecting it. Mendez's ball. Turning with his right foot. Into Mushiana. Very good ball. Goldschmidt needs to space out. Mushiana instead goes to Rohde. Rohde just going hard against the entire defensive line. Taken by Washington. Rohde still playing defense. There seems to be... It goes out of bounds. Not sure if they called the foul or out of bounds. They did not call the foul. Throw in for Azusa Pacific. Quick throw. Now to Markham in the middle. Plays Nugent. Has Kelly on the right. Mushiana takes it right away. Now Valdez Mendoza has to have a touch of the ball before Kelly. And it's out of bounds. Valdez Mendoza will take it. And... before he can get the throw in, a couple substitutions will be had.
Couple of substitutions for Dominican.
Goldschmidt and Sansone, the seniors, the senior roommates, in fact, actually, are coming off the field. Mark Caligari coming in while Vinny Enriquez comes in as well. Santos will have the throw. It's into Mendez. Mendez couldn't really see the sun, a bit of a factor. Titus's ball in the center circle. Looking left. Has his player arm bruised. It's stolen by Mushiana. That has to be at least the fourth steal of the game for him. Now Enriquez needs to go forward a little bit. Has Kelly right on him. Instead goes backwards. Looking forward now, plays it down the line. Mendez will get going. Actually, might beat Washington to the ball. Can he get there before? And he ends up keeping it. What a play by Mendez. Has the cross in. It's taken by Nugent out of bounds for the corner kick. Very fancy play from Mendez. Washington actually thought he was just going to try to kick it off of Washington.
And that's why we need the seniors today.
Yeah, Mendez... definitely playing well so far this game. Enriquez will be the one on the corner kick. It will be on the left side. Mendez just about had a perfect cross in as well after the fancy touch inside to the corner of the box. Under 28 minutes left in the half. Vinny Enriquez's corner is in. Mendez can't get it. It's taken by Azusa Pacific. Mitnick heads it. Rare header from Mitnick to Enriquez. Back to Mitnick. Splits the double team, keeps it. The slide by Azusa Pacific. Pass to Mendez, outside of the box. Now Minnick, still on the outside of the box. Tackled by Lambert. Mushiana has a shot of his own on the left foot. It's wide. Finally got the shot off, but it was from about 30 yards away.
Some good opportunities for Dominican lately with all those corner kicks. I hope they can keep that up and make use of them once.
Corner kicks are somewhat of a strength for Dominican, especially with their big guys, Senes, Sandoval, Gutierrez, Mendez, and Rohde all out there right now. Very good flick by Titus. Flores to Titus in the center circle. Double team, but he gets out of it by passing it to Kelly. Kelly plays it backwards to Lambert. And yet again, it is Mitnick that switches over to the right side, and Nugent switching back with him. Taken in the box by the Azusa Pacific team, and Fabian Valdez Mendoza can slide out of the way, kick that ball towards a corner kick.
26 minutes left in this half.
The corner kick will be from the left side for Azusa Pacific. Flores will have it. High into the air, headed away by Senes. Now Kelly, very good touch. In comes Sandoval Gutierrez with a huge tackle, gets the ball, but Sandoval Gutierrez usually doesn't like to just get the ball. He likes to get plenty of the man as well as the ball, and he did just that on Kelly. Back to Armbrust. Kelly. Now Stratton. On the right side. Kelly. The cross. It's in. Sandoval Gutierrez clears it away. Mitnick has to work against a triple team. And Mitnick lets it get behind him, but the foul is called, an undercut for Mitnick. Azusa Pacific will have the foul. Washington to Titus to Washington. Back to Titus. Lambert has Kelly line. Plays Stratton. Has a wide open Markham in the middle. On the left now to Nugent. Nugent might have a shot here. Fakes it. Still going middle. Plays it. Markham. Valdez Mendoza has to come fast. And he heads it away. Senes finally gets it over Markham. And Vinny Enriquez can't get too fast enough. Markham turns around to swap Musiana. And Senes is there for the tackle. Mitnick going backwards this time. Valdez Mendoza tries to play it to Mitnick, but it's off of the Cougars, out of bounds. Backwards to Sandoval Gutierrez. Vela, Valdez Mendoza, good triangle. Vela, Mitnick on the right sideline. Plays down the line to streaking Rohde. Rohde going against the defender, Lamb, is able to keep it for a second, but then Lamb is able to kick it off of Rohde for his own throw-in. Nugent's throw. Under 24 minutes left in the half. Markham. Plays it back to Stratton. Gets it back. Markham in the middle of the field. Has Kelly. Has to go against Caligari now. And Kelly this time not be able to control it on the first touch. It goes out of bounds. Started looking up before he actually got the ball. And that's what happens. It's the same thing in football. Sometimes the receivers will actually look up the field before they actually catch the ball. Same thing that happened to Kelly there. On the left now, Nugent, Armbrust to Titus. On the left now to Armbrust. On his left foot, fakes the cross. Looks backwards now. 40 yards away from the goal. Has Titus. Titus has Lambert wide on the right. Now Markham in the middle. Kelly in the middle. Kelly plays an over-the-top ball. Rabbit has to come out. Senes is defending Titus to be able to let Rabbit grab that ball. Musiana plays on the left to Enriquez. Caligari going forward himself. Rohde with a good flick to Enriquez. Enriquez just about gets around and anticipates the move from the defender, Lambert, but Lambert is able to kick it out of bounds, actually.
Entering
substitution
game,
now.
Number 15, Lee
LeVerrier. Lee LeVerrier coming into the game. Jordan Rohde coming out. Caligari quickly to Mendez. Back to Caligari. Into LeVerrier. It goes right under LeVerrier's foot. Titus. To Lambert. Lambert plays it back to Washington. They switch it over to the left side now. Nugent. Still in the defensive half. And yet another switch by Azusa Pacific. Now to Washington. Letting the Dominican defense just shift and shift. Musiana. What a wonderful anticipation by Musiana. Just stuck his leg behind him back there and got the ball. Now Mitnick tries to play it into LeVerrier. Not a very good ball, though, and is stolen by Azusa Pacific. Markham on the left to Stratton, but Stratton will not will definitely not be able to get to that ball.
Dominican really is getting some more possession right now. They're really, yeah, kind of on eye level right now, if you could say that.
Keeping the organization together, their shape is really actually impressive. Mitnick with another rare header, but it gets to Stratton going forward now. Markham plays it backwards to Flores. Flores trips up the ball, but he still keeps it. No pressure on him. Back to Lambert. Flores in the middle, looking backwards. Plays Washington. Leverrier has to chase. Washington goes forward. Musiana is able to take the ball. Now Mendez with the chase. And it's taken by Azusa Pacific. They have to clear the ball. Caligari plays it back to Rabbit. Over 20 minutes left in the half. The clear from the clear from Rabbit is all the way over Leverrier. Washington will have it. Looking forward, now looking backwards, plays his keeper. Has Lamb. Lamb looking left, now looking forward. Vela on defense against Armbrust. Armbrust gets it back. Plays Kelly over the top. It's a very excellent ball. Caligari has to chase back. It's on the outside of the box now. Kelly going against Caligari. Tries the Meg, in fact, but Caligari is there smartly for defense. Enriquez not able to keep it in after the pass from Senes. It will be out of bounds, and that will cue the substitutions from the Cougars.
Entering the game for Azusa Pacific,
number nine,
Casey Sobrano, and number nine, Andrew Delaplane.
Andrew Delaplane will come into the game as well as Casey Sobrano. It's on the right now. Play to the middle for Azusa Pacific. Still with Titus. Still keeping the ball. Now onto Kelly on the outside of the box. Back into Titus. Might have a shot. Instead, tries to go to the middle to Stratton. Stratton was not aware, though. And it's taken by Mitnick after the clearance. Mitnick has Leverrier on the left, instead using his own speed. Cuts it back now, waiting for his players to get back. The defense is all back, and it's taken by the defender, Lambert. Mendez tries to get back, but it's taken now by Azusa Pacific. Sobrano on the left to Armbrust. It's played backwards to Lambert on the right now. Back to Washington. It's a very good ball. It gets by Senes. Luckily for him, Delaplane did not continue his run after he thought Senes was actually going to get the ball. Musiana plays Enriquez. Enriquez has Caligari on the left. Plays him. Leverrier in the middle. Caligari keeps the ball. Plays it back to Mendez. Good ball on the left to Leverrier. Has a chance for a cross. Instead goes at his defender. Goes line. Leverrier has a left-footed cross. It's a very good one. Gets by everyone. Did it get a touch by Jeff Dunn? Doesn't matter because it'll be taken by Azusa Pacific on the left now. They play it into Delaplane. Now Sobrano. Instead of going left, he goes forward. Fakes out Vela. Vela working hard to defend. It's back to Sobrano. Defended well by Valdez Mendoza. Good ball to Delaplane on the left now. Defended by Sandoval Gutierrez. And it's played right to Musiana. Musiana looks forward. Now looking left. Has Enriquez wide open. Can't play him though. Senes. Looking for Enriquez now. Has Vela. Vela. Able to keep the ball. Plays it back to Musiana. On the left side now. Has Leverrier. Down the line. Instead plays Mendez. Safer play. Mendez. Good ball to Musiana, but Musiana was not ready for it. And it will be Azusa Pacific ball. Armbrust. Back to Lamb, and it'll be Washington. Bit of a sloppy play from Azusa Pacific, but sloppier play from Dominican. And here comes the counterattack. Down the line. Caligari slides to stop it. It's still taken by Armbrust. On the outside of the box, has options, plays backwards to Titus. Titus might have a shot. Now Vela finally gets it on him. It's a very good flick by Kelly, but Sobrano was not ready for it. taken by Rabbit. Rabbit with a quick throw out to the midway point for Mendez. Mendez tries to play the outside of the right foot ball over the top to Mitnick. Very, very tough ball to complete, though. Mendez just barely lets it squeak by. And the pressure is there from Dominican. Enriquez finally gets up, and Caligari will have a throw-in on the offensive side of the ball for Dominican. Hazel-Verrier, Caligari, Enriquez, Le-Verrier, good triangle play. Le-Verrier keeping it, now to Mitnick on the right side. Going middle, Mendez on the left. Mendez gets by him, able to keep it in though. Jukes his defender. The right-footed cross, it's a very good ball into Le-Verrier. It's taken by Azusa Pacific's head. And here come the Cougars. Now to the left, De La Plaine. Backwards now to Nugent. Nugent has played fairly well against Mitnick so far. On the right, Lambert at the midway point. Now looks backwards to Washington. Washington looking left, looking to switch the field. Uses his fellow defender, Lamb. Lamb now into Titus to Sobrana. Short passes from Azusa Pacific right now. Titus, Nugent, into the middle now. Good one touch from Azusa Pacific. Washington going forward now on the offensive side of the half. Washington, good ball into De La Plaine. Senes with a very good tackle coming up on De La Plaine. Mitnick looking to go forward. Now plays sideways to Musiana. Musiana plays right into the face of, it looks like, Sobrana. And just to make sure that Sobrana was okay, the whistle was called. No foul on the play. It was just a ball to the face. Unfortunately for Sobrana, he does have to walk it off. And keep playing. Now Mitnick. On the right side. Has Valdez Mendoza down the line. Good tackle by the defender, Stratton. The sophomore came back and defended well. It's to a wide-open Sobrana going towards the ball. Sandoval Gutierrez has to hurry, and off the chest of De La Plaine, it's wide. Looked like a chest shot, in fact. It was a hard cross from Sobrana. And if that went off the shoulder of De La Plaine, that might have been a very good shot. Packed crowd here for the men's game. The bleachers are all the way full, and even the spaces to the left and right of the bleachers are totally full. It's very encouraging for the Penguins.
And very nice to have such a huge home audience in that last home game here at Kennelly Field.
Yeah, it's the last home game. And just like that, it's played back to the keeper. Mendez is on the pressure. Mendez actually blocks the keeper's clearance, but it goes just wide. That could have been a goal, all courtesy to Mendez's pressure right there. The ball went just wide off of Jeff Dunn's clearance. It was a very soft pass played back from Lambert. Mendez saw it, was sprinting towards, actually jumped and blocked that clearance. It went just wide of the goal. Scary moment there for the keeper, Jeff Dunn. Musiana not able to keep it. It's into Titus. Stratton plays it backwards to Lambert on the left side. Nugent into Titus. Good defense by Mendez, but it gets to Washington. Backwards now to Lambert on the right side. Backwards all the way to his keeper. Dunn. Now left to Lambert. Lamb. Colton Lamb and Cole Lambert, both on this Azusa Pacific team. Over the top ball. Does not get past Caligari. Excellent D by Mark Caligari, not letting Kelly get in behind. Le-Verrier tries to get the fancy flick. Enriquez. The little spin move helicopter on Kelly is able to go backwards with it and actually play Senes, but Senes cannot play the accurate ball to the streaking Valdez Mendoza. Is that the first time you've heard that helicopter term, Jules?
Yes, it's the first time I've heard this term. two, so another soccer vocabulary I have to get on my list.
I promise I didn't make it up.
Good.
Taken by Mendes. On the counterattack now. It's a very good take by Mendes. Plays it across, but Le Verrier is not there. Mendes, yet again, surprising the Azusa Pacific defenders with his pressure. Simply took the ball off of the poor first touch from Colton Lamb and just about had a beautiful cross right there.
And it simply shows that Dominican will have their chances here in this game. They just have to keep it up and keep trying.
Still 1-0 Azusa Pacific, under 12 minutes left in this first half. Right now, two shots for Dominican, double that, four for Azusa Pacific. The goal kick is in. Enriquez has a good head. It's to Washington, though, and Washington will have a clearance. It's to Musiana. Laveria has to defend against Washington. And Enriquez is not able to get it. Caligari, good D. Senist was not aware of the defender, Armbrust, and Armbrust takes it. Now to Sobrana. To Armbrust, backwards to Titus in the center circle. Looks back right now. Has Kelly wide. Plays Armbrust. Armbrust cuts middle, taken by Mendes. Armbrust and Mendes working at it against each other, and finally the foul is called against Dominican. Both players were using plenty of hands, plenty of shoulder action right there, but unfortunately Mendes did lower his shoulder just a bit. Over 10 minutes left in the half. Nugent in the center circle. Looks right. Has Lambert. Lambert with an okay first touch, but it gets to Kelly. Kelly looking inside. Sobrana cutting right. Titus on the outside of the box. One touch. Titus now looks for the cross. Has it to the back post. High clearance from Valdez Mendoza off of the head of Azusa Pacific, but it looks like Azusa Pacific got the deflection off of Valdez Mendoza's head. Dominican can't believe it, but it will be a corner kick. Under 10 minutes left in the half. Rabbit hasn't been very busy in these last 10 minutes. He definitely was for a period of about 5 to 10 minutes, but Dominican's defense has been stifling so far lately. Mitnick chases the ball after the clearance. Is he able to get it? He is, on his right foot. Keeps it. Still on the outside of his right foot, going against three defenders. Finally plays it backwards to Valdez Mendoza. One of his favorite plays, going to get that ball and playing it backwards. He always has to juke one or two defenders before he plays it, though. Senis, Mendes, going forward. Has Caligari and Laveria on the left. Cuts right now. And there was no support on the right. He did have Caligari and Laveria. Now Caligari has to get back because Kelly is on the move. On the attacking half now, Senis defense. Cuts line, now middle. On his left foot on the outside of the box. Has a wide open Armbrust. Good tackle by Valdez Mendoza, and in comes Vela. And Vela draws the foul against Armbrust. Good recovery defense by Dominican there. Valdez Mendoza so known to just get that poke, basically just a little pickpocket, any time that they try to go around him. About 8 minutes left in the half. It's been fairly encouraging play in the last few minutes from Dominican. They just need to really connect their passes in the attacking third, Julia.
They really showed off what they can do in this game and that they don't have to hide behind this Azusa Pacific team because they get their chances.
Minnick in the attack. He tries to play the 1-2 to David Mendes. Stolen by Washington. Washington plays it out of bounds. Good one-touch play by Mitnick and Mendes. So often those two come in with the combinations. Mitnick, Valdez Mendoza, back to Mitnick, back to Valdez Mendoza. Mendes tries his own spin move. Unsuccessful, though, cleared away by Azusa Pacific. It's taken by Senis now. Verrier, good one-touch to Enriquez on the left now. Enriquez will look to go ahead. His defender, Lambert. The early cross taken by Lamb. Vela goes high in the air. It gets under his legs, unfortunately. We'll have to chase back. Kelly on the on the right side at the attacking half now. Enriquez did commit the foul. Kelly definitely sold that foul, though. Under 7 minutes left in the half. LeVerrier takes the short ball. It has a defender right on him. And LeVerrier will instead just leave it for Enriquez to have the free kick. Plays Swap Musiana. Valdez Mendoza is on the right sideline now. Has space in front of him. He's 40 yards away. Backwards to Musiana. Has Enriquez in the middle. Plays him. Good one touch to Valdez Mendoza. Can he get there for the cross? He can. It's backwards. Mendez still in the box. Taken by Azusa Pacific. Nugent looking forward now. It's by Musiana. Sobrano with a counterattack opportunity. Senes going right at Sobrano. Senes actually takes the ball, but it's now taken by Titus. Titus plays it on the left to De La Plaine. Wide open. Sandoval Gutierrez has to chase back. Now Vela with a good tackle. The shot is in, but Rabbit is there to come out and thwart the opportunity. Enriquez. Musiana has Enriquez back line. Instead, Musiana tries to cut middle, but it's taken by Sobrana. Good defense. Washington. Titus. Past the halfway mark. Looking forward. Has players running. Back to Sobrana and back to Lamb. Look to restart their attack. On the left now to Stratton. Back now to Titus. Back to the defensive line now. Just working their way up slowly. Washington to Lamb. Right in the middle of the field. Lamb plays Titus. Titus plays it behind Valdez Mendoza. And Valdez Mendoza will slide it away out for the throw-in. Under 5 minutes left in the half. 1-0, Cougars.
Keep working wide. Let's go, boys.
Two saves so far from Rabbit. Look to hit off the hand of Armbrust, and it will be a call inside of the Dominican box. Like I said, two saves so far from Rabbit. Zero necessary from Jeff Dunn, the keeper for the Cougars. Rabbit will have the free kick after that handball. Azusa Pacific has gotten themselves in the box plenty. However, you could say the same thing for Dominican. Mitnick trying to use his speed against Nugent. Nugent, the much bigger player, doing very well defensively, really knowing how to use his body without getting the foul called. LeVerrier to Mendez on the outside of the box. Now Mitnick behind him. Mitnick has a defender, Armbrust, right on him. He goes line. Has the cross. It is out of bounds, though. Goal kick. Minnick looked to go backwards, actually, on the outside of his right foot from the right sideline, but elected to go forwards, but that hesitation actually allowed Armbrust to get back defensively. Under 4 minutes left in the half. Short goal kick. Headed by Mendez, it will be Azusa Pacific ball. Throwing on the left side, just behind midway point. Nugent. Quickly into Armbrust. Taken by LeVerrier. Has a counterattack opportunity. Vela go in middle, Enriquez on the left. LeVerrier takes himself, has the left-footed shot, it's just wide! Lee LeVerrier saw the opportunity himself, had the quick one-touch cut to his left foot. It's what the defense gave him, and he had the left-footed shot. Decent shot, but it did go wide. LeVerrier showing his aggressiveness. Even as a freshman, he is a big body, and he will look to attack right away.
And he already had his first goal this season.
On the left now, a throw-in for Dominican's right side in their defensive half. Valdez Mendoza throws it into Mendez. Mendez able to keep it. Slide by Nugent. out of bounds for Dominican. Nugent has been all over that left side. Mendez. Nugent is able to head it away. Taken by Vela, but he kicks it up to nobody, and Leverrier will have to chase. Now Nugent off the face of Nugent, but he's able to control it well. Into Titus. Behind the center circle now. Enriquez has to get going. And it will go all the way back to Washington. Enriquez playing well defensively so far. Musiana and Vela will shift back. Defensive line of Azusa Pacific. Content to just keep it themselves. And they're able to get the 1-2 to Titus off of Musiana's knees, and it will go out of bounds. 1 minute left in the half.
1 minute left in the half.
A throw in on the right side for Azusa Pacific. Caligari able to save it, but it goes right to Kelly. Again, a good slide by Caligari. Caligari needs to get back defensively. It's to Armbrust. Plays it all the way back to Lamb. To the left now, Vela playing actually more attacking, letting Mendez come back. Vela almost able to take it, and he does with the quality slide. Now Mitnick has it. Fouled on the play, but there's an advantage. Plays Mendez has the shot, but it's a very good slide by Washington. Perfectly timed. And actually kept in by Daniel Stratton. That was the last opportunity of the half for each team. A very, very good through ball by Mitnick. But Mendez's shot was stopped by the slide of Washington. And that will be the half. It ends 1-0 in favor of Azusa Pacific over Dominican University of California. And right now, it looks like these conditions will continue throughout the game. It has been pretty hot out here, Julia.
That's true. It's getting warmer and warmer.
Just been excellent conditions all throughout the day. Just a wonderful Saturday for soccer. We will be back in about 13 minutes for the men's broadcast of soccer. And, of course, again, it is the last game of the season. I'd like to thank everyone. Jules, thank you. DJ, LC, Brandon Limbach, Brad Van Alstein, Stuart Horn, Brandon Davis, everyone involved with these broadcasts. Even our radio assistant, Leona, has helped us out plenty of times coming to the field, making sure that all problems are fixed. We thank everyone for the entire year of broadcasting. It's just been a huge help to both me and Julia. For Julia, I am Jordan Smith. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Broken heart, are you in a dead Mona Lisa? Senior day, yet again in the men's broadcast. Both teams take the field for the second half. 45 minutes put on the clock. Right now it'll be Mitnick on the right, Enriquez on the left with Mendez, and I believe Leverrier up top in the central position. So far in this 1-0 Azusa Pacific lead, it's been mostly possessed by the Cougars. However, Dominican has had plenty of chances. They do have 3 shots on the day, and Mendez has been working very, very hard to control himself up top and using that pressure. The ball is hit into a high through ball to Kelly, and Enriquez immediately comes in with a hard shoulder tackle. Kelly gets knocked down to the ground. It will be a foul. So just like that, Dominican putting some of their personality onto the game, and I actually overheard Phil Bellecci guard talk about exactly that during halftime. It's sort of a boring game, at least as far as Dominican is concerned, and they need to put some personality, get creative out there. They have the personnel to do that with Mendez, Mitnick, Enriquez. All those guys are so creative. definitely putting their personality onto the game. Same with Mucciani, who has the ball right now in the center of the floor. Mucciani tries to play the three ball to Mendick. It's unsuccessful, taken by Azusa Pacific. That personality was lacking, though, in that first half. Bilecci guard will be pleading to his team to fix that in the second. Julia, if you could pick out one person on this Dominican team that would really make the difference that they need in this 1-0 deficit, who would it be?
I think it's a combination from Mitnick and Mucciani somehow, because they are simply the players that get the most touches every game. And they simply are personality on the field too. They show their fellow colleagues what they have to do and, yeah, keep that pressure up, I think.
Mitnick, not necessarily great with the pressure, but so great on his feet. While Mucciani is excellent with that pressure and also excellent with the touch on the ball. Mitnick has some of the best touch we've seen in college soccer Division II. It's played all the way over to the right to Kelly, but the pass is unsuccessful from Armbrust, stolen by Enriquez. Enriquez, the type of winger that will get back defensively and help. Mucciani's pass is right to Stratton. Unfortunately for Stratton, he does not keep the ball. Well, Desmond Doza on the right. Back to Sandoval Gutierrez. Senes now looking forward. Has Mendez. Mendez doing a good job of finding that space in the middle. And it's a perfect tackle by Titus. Titus read Mendez all the way. And it's good tackle by Mendez. Got a hand on Titus and was able to get the tackle. Mitnick tried the fake backwards, then forwards, then backwards. Titus read it all the way. It'll be throw-in for Titus. He throws it backwards immediately. Now to Washington in the center of the field. Markham on the right now to Lambert. Lambert gets it back. Going forward now to Kelly. Kelly playing behind Lambert right now. They finally switch. And Washington plays it over the top of Valdez Mendoza, but Valdez Mendoza able to get back in time off of his chest, plays Rabbit. Rabbit looking forward. Big ball to Mendez. Mitnick behind him. It can't get past him, though. Now Mitnick. Able to just barely keep that ball. Mitnick had to go through three defenders. And finally, it's a foul on Azusa Pacific. Bit of gamesmanship from Azusa Pacific, not really giving Dominican the ball that they need. Finally, Mucciani will take the free kick off of Mitnick's chest on that right sideline. Deflected off of Azusa Pacific. They've been all over Mitnick today. Vela open in the middle off the throw-in. Valdez Mendoza looks line off of Leverrier's head. Mucciani double-teamed, back to Leverrier, back to Valdez Mendoza. Tries to go middle, and it will be Azusa Pacific. No! Center referee overrules the assistant, and it will be Dominican throw. They quickly throw it in, and Mendez cannot keep it in. It will go out for the goal kick. The goal kick will be taken by Jeff Dunn. Everybody gets back for Dominican. Attackers up for Azusa Pacific right now are Armbrust, Stratton, and Kelly, the playmakers of the Cougars. Nobody from Dominican pressuring the drop kick or the goal kick, but Mitnick has it now. Mitnick seems a little bit hesitant to go forward than usual today. It might be because of the quality defense from Azusa Pacific, but there could be something else going on. Leverrier and Lamb are going at it near the corner, and finally Verrier is called for the foul. Taken by Stratton. Stratton hacked by Musiana, and there will be a foul. Good play by Titus to get around Musiana. The free kick will be taken by Nugent. It's towards the middle of the field. Senes with the head. A strong header from Senes. Minnick is not able to keep it from Flores. Flores does a good job of keeping that ball. Switched over from the left to the right now. Back over to the middle for Azusa Pacific. High clearance. Senes not able to keep it. Finally, good tackle, but it's Azusa Pacific now. Kelly going against Caligari on the right. Double teamed by Enriquez. Kelly still keeps the ball. Still double teamed. There will be a foul, and they are calling it against Enriquez. Assistant referee was right next to the play. Under 38 minutes left in the final game, or excuse me, not the final game, the final home game of both the men's and women's team. The free kick will be essentially a corner kick from the right side outside of the box. Crosses in, headed away. The bicycle kick attempt by Azusa Pacific is called. That will be a high kick on Titus. He really went for that bicycle kick in the middle of basically every single person in the field.
Kicked almost everyone, maybe.
Yeah, there were a good 10 people around him going for that bicycle kick, and you can't really do that. It's too much of a dangerous play. It's not called a high kick, actually. The official ruling is just a dangerous play. Often high kicks get miscalled by referees. They don't necessarily know the rules. The kick can go as high as he wants. You could be a gymnast out there and be kicking above your head, but as soon as it becomes a dangerous play and you are putting your cleats up high like that towards a person's face or chest, then it becomes a dangerous play, and that is exactly what Titus did. Valdez Mendoza to Midnick. Towards the middle now. Plays Mendez. Has Enriquez on the left. Going against Lambert. Enriquez, step over, goes line. On his left foot. Did he get the deflection? He did get the deflection he needed for the corner kick. Yet another corner kick for the Penguins. There have been plenty so far. They just have not been able to connect. Sandoval Gutierrez, Senes, Valdez, Mendoza all go up to play in offense for these set pieces. The kick is in. Valdez Mendoza almost had it, but it's taken by the bigger defender. Musiana dribbling backwards. To Sandoval Gutierrez. Backwards now to Vela. And it's a good tackle by Kelly. Can Enriquez get there first? He can. Tripped up on the play, but it's tipped away by Azusa Pacific all the way at the corner now, and it will be Flores' ball. High over the top ball, taken by Sandoval Gutierrez. It's off the top of his head, though, and Kelly still has it. Sandoval Gutierrez recovers, and Senes will clear it. He gets to Vela, past Vela, though. Markham. Slide by Vela, and there will be a foul. Vela can't believe it. He knows he got the ball, but as soon as he got the ball, he did clip the player. Minutes left in this game. The last home game of the season, and it comes against the first place Azusa Pacific Cougars, who lead this game 1-0. Flores, the left-footed cross. Rabbit comes out. He grabs it. Not a very good cross. Quick throw to Musiana. He's on the right. Minnick down the line. Enriquez coming across. Leverrier has Mitnick wide open on the right side. Mitnick needs to get going. Has Flores on him. The perfect ball to Enriquez. Enriquez gets it, but Enriquez was offside. It doesn't matter. Dunn did a good job to come out and be aggressive against Enriquez as well, but he was just barely in an offsides position. Mitnick, curiously, didn't really accelerate like he usually does forward when he gets those type of through balls. However, that is just because he saw Enriquez and made just about the perfect ball. Now Titus, looking right, has Markham in the middle. Markham plays Lambert on the right. Good defense by Vela, tackled by Enriquez. Gets by Vela. Vela with yet another slide, and this one successful. Enriquez at the midway point. In the middle to Musiana. Still on the left side of the field. Finally plays it backwards to Senes and Sandoval Gutierrez. Fabian Valdez Mendoza really pushing forward. Flores on the pressure. Sandoval Gutierrez finally has to clear it away. Enriquez tries to go up, but he slips on the play. It will be a throw-in for Azusa Pacific. Washington, looking forward, plays it back to his keeper, Dunn. Washington, forward to the forward, Markham, but Caligari with the quality tackle. Now Musiana, good play, and that is a slide from behind on Titus, and that will be a free kick from about 25 yards away from the goal. Good play and dribbling by Musiana, making sure he almost baited the defender to dive in. He put the ball so far in front of him, but it was just far enough that he was able to get it and poke it away before the slide could come in. That way, the ball was not taken by the slide. It looks like Musiana and Mendez will be the ones with the free kick. Going with a four-man wall, Dunn is. Musiana. The kick, it's on target. Off of the wall for the corner kick. He was going for the exact same thing that the women's team got scored on today by this same Cougar team. Substitution for Dominican. Under 32 minutes left. Rohde coming onto the field. Colby Mitnick coming off for a breather.
Number 21, Jordan Rohde re-enters the game.
The corner will be from the left side. Enriquez has it. Short corner to the near post. Senes has an opportunity. Doesn't get to it, though. Vela with the shot, the volley. The rebound is there for Senes. Saved by Dunn. Another save by Dunn. The chip attempt by Mendez is too long, and this will be a goal kick. Excellent attacking pressure from Dominican Senes. Just about had that goal. If he wasn't necessarily off balance, he would have. So Dominican putting on the pressure for the Cougars.
They're really so close to scoring this one goal for them today. I hope they can finally do it right now.
It would be nice, especially if a senior could do it right now. Jordan Rohde will play attack while Musiana and Vela play behind him defensively. Those are the seniors out on the field right now. Oh, as well as Mendez, of course, behind Rohde. Mendez almost always out there. Just such a consistent player. Very good ball by Enriquez. It gets into Rohde over the top. Rohde, going line. Cuts back now. Still dribbling backwards. Good defense by Washington. It's back to Caligari. Caligari tries the cut. It's taken by Sobrana. Caligari avoids the foul, luckily, but good tackle by Vela. Caligari pass can't get to Musiana. He slips on the play, and it's taken by Sobrana now on the right side. Kelly looks backwards, and they will build the play up slowly. Cougars look from the back. Lambert right to Musiana's head. Vela. Mendez. Plays it right to the referee who just stops it. Everybody kind of stopped for a little bit. Musiana was right on it. Plays it right to Azusa Pacific, though, and they keep it. Washington up to Sobrana. Caligari is right there. Right on every single play to his forward. Caligari is just so aggressive. And a lot of bunch ball played right now, just kind of kicking it. Finally, Senes ends up with it. Tries to play LeVerrier, but it's just a little bit too far in front. And LeVerrier gets turned around by Nugent. Still dribbling. Tackled by Sandoval Gutierrez. And there's arms on Musiana. Finally, the foul is called against Nate Nugent. Both Musiana, Sandoval Gutierrez, and Vela all getting involved on that tackle. It seems like all three were necessary to steal it from Nugent in that situation. Senes, beautiful ball to LeVerrier. Beautiful touch by LeVerrier, but it's taken right away by Nugent. And Musiana takes the ball. Almost has it. LeVerrier goes hard into Lamb. Cleared away finally by Nugent. Caligari, good touch off the chest. Senes off the left foot to Enriquez. Enriquez might have had a handball, but it looks like it went off his shoulder. Rohde, one touch to Mendez, gets it back. Musiana, good tackle to save the ball. And his shot is right to Washington. Vela and Musiana need to get back now. Kelly, looking forward, has arm boost. Kelly instead taking it himself. Caligari with a big tackle. The flag is waved by the assistant referee. Center referee didn't think that there was a foul on the play. More likely to let the players play the whistle, but the assistant referee definitely saw something on the slide. Caligari called for the foul. This foul will be about 40 yards away. They play backwards. Under 28 minutes left in the game. 1-0 in favor of the Cougars. Senes was right on the through ball, but he doesn't need to be. It gets all the way to Rabbit. Trying those over-the-top through balls often. Musiana plays Sandoval Gutierrez. Looking up. Still looking towards that right sideline. Plays it right into Mendez, who couldn't get out of the way in time. And it'll be taken by the referee, it seems. It looks like Mendez benefited by the referee stopping the ball accidentally. Mendez still dribbling around. Now Sandoval Gutierrez plays it right to Vela, but the defender, Markham, read it the entire way. Now DeValdez Mendoza does a bit of anticipation on his own. The tackle by Titus is a clean one, the referee says. Lambert plays Kelly. Enriquez has to get back. Kelly cutting towards the middle. Vela gets a little off the ball, a hit on Kelly just for good measure. De La Plaine taken by Valdez Mendoza. Hands on Valdez Mendoza. Takes the ball anyways. Actually had the advantage. But he will be content with the foul call. It's over the top to Mendez. Good ball by Musiana. Mendez is able to get the touch off of Nugent, but Nugent is not called for the foul. It looks like the assistant referee has actually called the corner kick. Mendez still down on the play after the hard tackle from Nugent. Able to get up on his own. Mendez is as tough as they come. Under 26 minutes left in this game. In fact, they did call the foul on Nugent, so it will be essentially a corner kick. It's to the near post. Sandoval Gutierrez cannot get there. Vela has to hurry against Kelly. Kelly going with speed. Still going to that left all the way across the field. Vela goes in with a tackle, and that was a dangerous play. And Vela has earned himself a yellow card. Talking to the ref, arguing, but it definitely was a foul. It looked like even a two-footed slide. He didn't go cleats up. However, he did knock Kelly down to the ground with ease. Vela, as you know, Jules, is just, he's welcome to the yellow card, I guess you could say. Welcome to the slide tackle from time to time.
We saw that a lot during the season.
About 25 minutes left in this game.
Yellow card issued.
The free kick will be about 35 yards away from the goal taken by Kieran Kelly, the playmaker of the Cougars. The ball is in. It's a good one off the top of Valdez Mendoza's head. Dangerous area for the Cougars on the outside of the six-yard box. Still in the box, headed by the Azusa Pacific Cougars, and it's just wide. Wasted opportunity by the Cougars there. seemed as though De La Plaine had a wide open goal off the cross from the original header. That is the sixth shot so far from the Cougars. Five from Dominican. Out comes Vinny Enriquez, in comes Colby Mitnick. Mitnick will go to the left side with Rohde up top, Leverrier on the right. Mendez has the attacking mid. Senes. Spinning ball in the air. Now Leverrier. Rohde in the middle. Leverrier able to keep it. And he finally loses it to Titus. About 24 minutes left. Mitnick pressuring. Finally has his defender, Lambert. Lambert plays to Washington. They switch it over to the left side now. Nugent. Big tackle by Leverrier. They are a little tired of Nugent knocking down their defenders. Leverrier. Tackled by Titus, it will be a foul on Leverrier. He can't believe it, but a throw-in. He originally blew the whistle and pointed to the ground, but now he's saying a throw-in for Azusa Pacific. Mendez drops defensively. The throw-in will be from the left side about at the midway point. Sobrana, good header. It gets to Titus. Titus now tries the cross over to Kelly. Caligari's head, though, defends it well. Throw in on the right side now for Kelly. It's thrown into Armbrust. Tries to play it to Kelly. Vela takes it. Now Rohde to Mendez. Good one-touch play, keeping possession. Caligari. Back to Senes. To Mendez. Mendez with a hard tackle against him. He is able to keep the ball. There is an advantage, but the referee says no advantage, and the foul will be called. Caligari wanted to kick the quick free kick. Senes will be the one finally who gets the ball. It's into Rohde. Rohde with a good flick. Mitnick going against Washington. Excellent flick by Washington to his defender, Lambert. 14. Out of bounds, Dominican's throw. Under 22 minutes left in this game, the final home game of the season for the Penguins. Mitnick gets the turn that he needs. He's on the left side. Still dribbling towards the middle. Now Rohde. Tries to get it to the middle, and it'll be a corner kick.
The 20th, maybe?
It seems that way so far today. It's been all corner kicks. That's really all they've been able to muster today. It'll be Musciana with the corner to the back post. And Dunn is there with no one there to give effort against the bigger Dunn. Dunn just at 5'11", but at a big 190. Valdez Mendoza off of his head. Leverrier to Mendez. Mendez tries to play it to the middle to Rohde. He's not there, though. Not a good ball by Mendez. On the left, Sobrana. Sobrana. Going backwards now. Lamb. Switch it all the way to the right, and then they come right back left. Now on to the left to Nugent. Leverrier with the pressure. Nugent still going. And Nugent splits the D. Excellent play by Nugent. He finally gets the over-the-top through ball. De La Plaine will be on the chase. Caligari is there, though. And he has the left-footed clear. Substitution now for both teams. Daniel Stratton and Billy Flores will be the ones that come onto the field.
Number 26, Billy Flores, and number 27, Daniel Stratton.
While Nick Markham and it looks like Kieran Kelly, the ones to come off. For Dominican, Vinny Enriquez coming back on. Lila Verrier getting a breather. Under 20 minutes left in the game. Final home game of the year. Senes with a hard tackle. Caligari doesn't let it get out, though. And Senes will have a clearance of his own. And Rohde's not able to get it to it. Titus to Armbrust. Armbrust heads it backwards now. Can Rohde get to it first? He can, but he doesn't touch it quite backwards enough. Mendez with the counterattack. Enriquez on the right. Can he play him? Enriquez just got on the offside position a little too early, and Mendez did not realize. So while Enriquez tried to get back on sides, that's when Mendez played him, and it was just simply not very good timing. Luciano steals the ball. Rohde, one touch to Mendez. Mendez, good ball into Musiana. Musiana, unable to keep the ball, but it gets to Mendez. Mendez just about gets to Meg, actually does. Mendez with the volley, the real quick volley, it goes wide. Under 19 minutes left. Senior day today at Kennelly Field at Dominican University of California. And the seniors today have played well. While John Sansone and Robin Goldschmidt were in, they gave the effort that they needed and played pretty well, while Musiana, Vela, Rohde, and Mendez in right now have all been playing admirably. Rohde with a good touch of the head. Washington just has to desperately clear it away. It'll be out for the throw-in because Mitnick was coming in with blazing speed towards the pressure. 18 minutes left. Caligari. He throws it into Mitnick. Mitnick with a defender on his back. Out of bounds, and Mitnick is unable to keep it. Azusa Pacific's ball. Deep throw in. And the Dominican player was the one who went to the ground, Caligari, but I think the foul was on Caligari. Quick kick taken by Azusa Pacific. Senes, hard defense on the attacker, Dale Plain. Vela, plenty of hard defense himself on Armbrust. Vela, always down to make some little off the ball, little cheeky plays against the opposing player that might not go unseen. But if you really do watch the game, they are there. Vela is one heck of a gamesman. Enriquez has Rohde down the line. Now Mendez off of the Azusa Pacific player. Did it go out of bounds? No, it did not. Nugent steals the ball. It's to Flores. Mendez cannot keep it. Mitnick unable to get the pressure. Now on the right, Lambert looking forward. It's right to Vela. Mitnick cuts middle. Outside the box now. Mitnick back to Mendez. Just about had the double 1-2. Unfortunately, Washington was there, aware of what was going on. He flicks it right up and it goes to Dunn. Dunn with the quick throw to Titus. Titus hits it all the way across the field to Sobrana. Looked to be in an offside position, but it timed as well, timed his run well. Now in the middle, Flores. The left-footed shot is a roller to Rabbit. Under 16 minutes left. It's a low drop kick. Luckily for Vela, he was aware, and he flicks it right to Mitnick. Mitnick able to go forward. Vela plays Enriquez. Now Valdez Mendoza has Enriquez down the line. Plays him. Mendez and Rohde in the middle. Valdez Mendoza making the overlapping run. Enriquez with the left-footed shot. It goes off of the defender's heel, and Dunn will grab it. 15 minutes left. Dunn begging his players to get all the way up the field. Able to get off Senis' head. Flores plays it right to Dale Plain. Senis plays it back to Rabbit after the steal. Rabbit looking for the big kick. Plays it towards the right side this time. Mendez lets it go off of the defender, Lambert's foot, out of bounds. Enriquez will have the throw. Excuse me, Valdez Mendoza now with the throw. He rolls it to him. It's into Rohde. Backwards. The quick touches are unsuccessful, and it's finally cleared away by Azusa Pacific. Out of bounds, it looks like. It will stay in the attacking half, though. Valdez Mendoza. Mendez able to keep it. And Flores kicks it right to Titus. Good fake by Flores. On the right now, here comes Sobrana. Casey Sobrana, the sophomore from Danville, California. On the right, Caligari playing aggressive defense. Back to Sobrana. Nugent. Over the top to Flores. Sandoval Gutierrez is chasing. Will get all the way to Rabbit. It will. He has to kick it because he's outside of the box. Fake shot by Armbrust. Back to Armbrust. Has Titus in the middle. Rohde comes back to defend, though. It's a perfect touch by Sobrana, but Flores was not aware of the touch, and it's out of bounds for Dominican. Lee LeVerrier comes back onto the field for Jordan Rohde. While Kieran Kelly and Nick Markham enter the field for Azusa Pacific. Under 13 minutes left. The throw-in is to Senis quickly. Dominican has been putting good pressure on so far. It just hasn't resulted in the goal that they need. Enriquez goes up. Sandoval Gutierrez plays a very good ball. Enriquez is going. Lamb is there for the defense, though. Enriquez still putting on the pressure. Did it flick off of Enriquez? It did not. He simply gave the pressure needed to make Lamb clear it out of bounds. Quick into Musiana. Musiana plays a right to Azusa Pacific, though. Musiana looking backwards. Sandoval Gutierrez. Line to Valdez Mendoza, but Kelly is on defense. He flicks it out of bounds. 12 minutes left. Valdez Mendoza to Minnick. Minnick has hands on his back. Clear it away and for a throw-in again. Valdez Mendoza's throw in the attacking half now. He goes down the line. Enriquez back to Valdez Mendoza. Keeping the ball. Keeping the ball too long, though, and here comes Markham. Vela with the unsuccessful slide and gets by Sandoval Gutierrez. Senis is back there, though. Sandoval Gutierrez goes on him, and there is a foul. Sandoval Gutierrez put a single hand onto the attacker, Markham, and Sandoval Gutierrez actually smiling because he knows that that was a flop. As soon as Sandoval Gutierrez put the hand on Markham, he was going down to the ground no matter what, but he sold it well enough to the ref. And while it was just a single hand, he did put a little bit of pressure on that hand. It might have been a foul. The free kick from 30 yards away. It's a very good cross headed away by Senis. Kind of went backwards, though. It will be a corner kick. Under 11 minutes left in the game and left in this home season for the Penguins. The corner kick will be from the right side for the Cougars to the near post. Players in. The volley is unsuccessful. Another volley is to Rabbit this time from the foot of Nugent. Just just about 10 minutes left. Rabbit has a big drop kick off of the head of Armbrust. Valdez Mendoza's throw. It's on the right side in the attacking half. Down the line for Enriquez. Good D. It looked to be Dominican's throw. It seemed as though Vinny Enriquez did not touch it, but the assistant referee saying he did. It will be off of Enriquez. Now Musiana almost gets the perfect header into Mendez. Unable to. Valdez Mendoza gets it back. Enriquez. The cross over to Mitnick. And Vela is not able to get there, so Armbrust will simply play it out. Deep out of bounds. And there will be a substitution.
Dominican number 23, Alex Herrera.
Alex Herrera, a defensive substitution coming into the game for Sandoval Gutierrez. And we know what that means now. That means Senis goes up. It'll be Herrera in the middle with Valdez Mendoza on the right and Caligari on the left. Three-man defensive lineup with Senis going into the middle as more of an attacker now. He actually is kind of playing in front of Vela and Musiana, who are still helping back. Sort of right behind Mendez, but in front of Musiana and Vela. Senis able to get the ball. Now Enriquez on the right side. Plays LeVerrier, actually plays Mitnick down the line. Washington right on him. And Washington, very good defense. Mitnick gets the cut that he needs, gets by Washington, has the cross, lay him on defense though, and they finally clear it away. Good play by Mitnick. Good touch by Valdez Mendoza. Down the line to Musiana. Enriquez, Musiana. Touches it down the line, slid by Lambert, and it's out of bounds. Throw in for Dominican right at the corner flag on the right side. The clock is stopped now. Seems like, oh, there is a player down off the slide from Cole Lambert. He stays down, actually. Looks as though he's not too hurt. Actually, is a cramp. Musiana is the one stretching him, in fact. Some excellent sportsmanship, even.
Yeah, that totally. That really looks.
I mean, we are 82 minutes into this game. It's the last game. You could be very chippy. And this game has been plenty physical, but Musiana still a professional enough to help him out, because I'm sure Musiana has gone through this same exact thing in the past. Right now, the clock is stopped at 7:43. Left in the game, 7:43 left in the last broadcast of the season. I'd like to take this chance to thank everyone involved in these broadcasts. That includes Brandon Leinbach, the athletic director, Brandon Davis, the head of basically athletics personnel. Jules, of course, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you again.
Every single broadcast, DJ LC on the production couldn't have done it without her, as well as the coaches and players involved with every single one of these broadcasts. Stuart Horn, Brad Van Alstein, the professors that really do make this happen. Lambert was able to get up. He is still on the field, actually. Six shots from Azusa Pacific, five from Dominican. Long throw. It gets into Valdez Mendoza. He has the volley, but it's high over the bar into Coleman Elementary School behind the field. A very, very defensive matchup today. Instead of the usual double-digit shots that we've seen from either Dominican or the other team, it is right now 6-5, plenty defensive. That just shows how hard the defense of Dominican and Azusa Pacific have come out today.
And it also shows that they were kind of on the same level in this game, especially in the second half and in this last couple of minutes. Both teams had their chances and had their opportunities.
On the right now for Nugent. Going up the field, defended by Vela. Will look to pass it. No, and now he dribbles. Still on his right foot. And Caligari has a slide. Herrera clears it away. It gets all the way to Minnick. Minnick to Leverrier. Senes. Now Enriquez. Good one-touch play. It's all one-touch right now from Dominican. Minnick gets by his first defender. Plays Senes. The 1-2 to Minnick is just barely defended well by, it looked like, Sabrana. Caligari tries to get it to Mendez. It's off of Mendez's head. Mitnick looking to dribble past his players. Hands all over Mitnick right now. He's able to keep the ball, saying he has advantage even though he went backwards. Didn't really make sense there. Valdez Mendoza takes the ball after the bad pass. Takes the ball yet again. Good tackles by Valdez Mendoza, making up for his mistakes. Enriquez. Valdez Mendoza looking in the middle now. Tried to play Enriquez. It's not a good ball, and he has to hurry back now. Kelly might look to counterattack himself. Going middle against Valdez Mendoza. Valdez Mendoza playing good defense. Kelly kicks it forward now, expecting the down-the-line run. There was no one there. Excellent defense from Dominican. Under 6 minutes left in the game. Senes will have to chase, and it'll be all the way to Jeff Dunn. Dunn will take as much time as he needs. Throws it into Titus. Wide open Titus in the middle. Titus looking forward. He plays it to De La Plain. Caligari is tackled by De La Plain. A few words exchanged. Herrera comes quickly to intervene. The referee comes over to talk to De La Plain. De La Plain definitely made sure to leave Caligari all the way over in his tackle. Definitely a foul. Under 5 minutes left. High free kick from Rabbit off of Mendez's chest. Musiana to Vela. Vela able to keep it. Mitnick, good turn to Vela. Vela tries to dribble backwards, taken by Nugan. Now it's taken by Armbrust. Armbrust has Kelly. He's wide open on the left. Chased back by Vinny Enriquez. Alex Herrera also getting back. Kelly in the box now. Slide by Enriquez. It's out for the corner kick, and that was as much as he could do. Vinny Enriquez really getting back defensively, even though he is a natural attacker. See the speed from Enriquez on that one. He might want to play defense in a future life. Under 4 minutes left. The corner kick will be all the way over, and Senes actually hits it with his back, had his back turned to the player, which is often cause for a foul, but luckily for Senes, it hit him in the back, so despite the fact that he did hit the player, it is not a foul. As soon as he touches that ball, he is licensed to kind of hit the player to a certain extent. Looks like a handball from Titus, and it's finally called. He had the volley off the handball just wide, but it doesn't matter for Rabbit because he will have a free kick. Quickly to Musiana. 3 minutes left. Valdez Mendoza gets wide. Musiana up top to Mendez. Now Mendez has a shot. Tried the immediate shot, but the volley was unsuspected, and it was out of bounds for the goal kick. Two and a half minutes left. This offensive lineup has worked very, very well so far in these last few minutes for Dominican. They just have not been able to finish. Off of Vela's head. Caligari heads it backwards to Herrera. Back to Caligari. Has pressure on him. Has to kick it away, and it's off of the defender Markham for a throw-in. Caligari quickly into Mitnick. Mitnick, not a very good touch on it. tries to get it back, but Azusa Pacific able to keep it. Armbrust plays it backwards, and they will really look to keep possession now. Sennis chasing. High over the top ball all the way to Rabbit. Has Enriquez, elects not to throw it to him, instead goes with the quick kick. Leverrier actually had two hands on his back, but there is no call. Now Leverrier gets called for a foul of his own. And he kicks the ball in frustration. That might be a yellow card. Will the referee stop this time? He, I believe, will not. And finally, he stops the time. There is a man down on the field. Looks to be Armbrust. Keenan Armbrust, the sophomore from Gold River, California, actually nearby in Sacramento. Plenty of Sacramento area players on this Azusa Pacific team, including one who actually went to the same high school as me. Herrera has to chase, going against Sabrana. Out of bounds off of Azusa Pacific. Just a minute left in this game. Rabbit will have to kick it high into the air. It's down that right sideline. Can Enriquez keep it in? It's off of Azusa Pacific instead, and it will be Valdez Mendoza's throw. Mendez, good fake. Plays it into Minnick. Minnick with a good touch. Had Caligari on the side. Didn't see him, though. He was turned around, tried to play it on the right instead. Vela has to play it to the sideline and can't believe what he just did. He played it out of bounds, and that is just more time to waste for Azusa Pacific. 30 seconds left. Azusa Pacific will take plenty of time to get their throw, and there's just 20 seconds left. Flores with the throw. Herrera. Finally, a foul on De La Plaine.
7-6.
Musiana.
5-4.
Kicks three, it right against two. The Azusa Pacific player. That will be the final whistle. And the final home game of the year ends now. 1-0 Azusa Pacific over Dominican, the same exact score as the women. So Azusa Pacific in first place for the men, while in second place, but still a best percentage for the women. They come out of San Rafael with both 1-0 wins. And Julia, that game was very hard fought. I really did think Dominican might be able to pull that equalizer out at the end.
I thought so too. It was simply kind of a good summary of the whole season, I'd say, because it was a tight game as always. It was just one goal that was the deciding goal in the end, and both Dominican teams, the men and the women, they had to cope with such games a lot during the season. And it was also a game that where they had their chances but were simply not able to finish it. And yeah, it's kind of unfortunate for them because they really did a good job today.
They really did. It's such a hard-fought game. And it's good to see a hard-fought game in front of a pretty vast home crowd, especially for Dominican. Like you said, this was such a close game. The shot count ends 6-5 in favor of Azusa Pacific. And 1-0 in favor of goals for the Cougars from right around Pasadena, California. This is the final broadcast, Julia.
Oh, my God.
We are done.
Who said?
Again, I would just really, really love to thank everyone involved in the broadcast. DJ LC on production, thank you so much. He's out here every single time helping with setup and really with any problems that we have. DJ Jules. It's been fun.
It's been fun,
it's
yes.
Been really fun.
It was so cool.
It has been an absolute pleasure having you come out to the field and help me with these broadcasts, especially getting that foreign feel on the game,
yes.
Too. It's a different style of play, and you know very well it's nice to have that style being brought to California now.
And with that many German players in all the games that we saw this season, it was really funny.
Absolutely. Actually, Azusa Pacific had a German player. He did not play today. But, yeah, definitely a lot of German players in the PacWest Conference.
Surprising.
Thank you to all the coaches and the players from Dominican. both men's and women's. Thank you to Stuart Horn, the radio professor, making this happen. The chair of the communications department, Brad Van Alstine, letting me come out to this game and let me do my thing. Just a thank you to Brad so much. I consider him to basically be one of the best professors I've ever seen. And thank you to Brandon Limebuck, the athletic director. It's been a pleasure getting to know him this year, letting me come out, letting all of this happen, and improving the Dominican programs all throughout the year. A thank you to Brandon Davis, just really helping us out throughout any single problem. He is here every single day setting up everything. If you have a problem with the athletics, Brandon Davis will be the one to fix it. Thank you so much to everything he has done. Thank you to the seniors for the women, Caitlin Baptista, Kelly Colton, Carrie Fryer, Megs Herring, Catherine Ripple. All of them have played their 4 years at Dominican. All five of those players are four-year players at Dominican, and they have to be so, so proud of their accomplishments throughout those 4 years. And for the men, Robin Goldschmidt, David Mendez, Swat Mushiana, Jordan Rohde, John Sansone, Sam Vela, all six of those guys are some of the hardest workers I will ever meet in my entire life, not just in soccer, but in general. Just a thank you to them, and really, we're just so proud of how far they have come and how far they have brought this Dominican program. That will do it for the broadcast for the year of 2013. Soccer has come to a close for DJ Jules and everyone surrounded by me. I'm Jordan Smith. Thank you for listening to all these broadcasts here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.